Hi there, everybody, and another great big Western welcome to all of you coming in on the Lucky You line who have joined up for the noontime recess with the Sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of the gang out here on your Lucky You ranch. Now, we're going to get things started off today just like those big uptown shows. We're going to do a production plus on a tune called The Covered Wagon Rolled Right Along.
Covered wagon roll right along, while the pioneers gave out a happy song.
Sue and Mammy did the driving, Mammy cooked and kept him thriving.
And the covered wagon roll right along.
We left Kentucky on the 10th of May. Pappy said,
now don't worry, I'll see if we'd ever day. Mammy, you just graze the skillet. If we need some food, I'll kill it.
And the covered wagon rolled right along. We crossed the reservation of the Sioux, while the Indians stood and watched us passing through.
Not a redskin dared to trifle, while old Pappy held his rifle.
And the covered wagon rolled right along.
Met the law one sunny afternoon. He said,
somebody stole a cow, but we'll have him sued.
Mammy said,
congratulations, think I'll cover up the Asians.
And the covered wagon rolled right along.
No clothes we had to skin the buffalo. But when winter came and dropped the ice and snow,
say, Paul, my pants is run out of leather.
Hope we get some milder weather.
And the covered wagon rolled right along.
We met an outlaw called the Tonto Kid. I just looked him in the eye and drooped my lid. As I winked and yelled, I got him. Pappy grabbed his gun and shot him.
And the covered wagon rolled right along.
Once a wildcat jumped on Mammy from the rear. Pappy looked and Sue and said,
have no fear. If that wildcat gets to Crofter, we'll be having some wildcat chowder.
And the covered wagon rolled right along. At last, old California came in view.
San Diego!
And we realized what hardship we were through.
Me and Sue are lucky creatures. Pappy's making Western features.
And the covered wagon rolled right along.
Rolled along, rolled along.
And the covered wagon rolled right along.
Oh, boy, now there, there's a fine old tune. My granddaddy used to sing that when he was opening up the West.
Well, I expect he did, Sugar, and I'll bet he'd be glad to know that his grandson is still singing it.
Yeah, probably will. I may not be singing it around here much longer.
Well, what do you mean, Sugar?
Well, you know, Lloyd, sometimes I get to the doggone mad at those planters, peanut people.
Now, whoop, wait just a minute. Take that back, Sug. If it weren't for the planter's peanut people, why, you and I would...
Oh, I know all about that. I don't mean that kind of a mad bug house.
Oh?
It's just that them peanuts they make is so doggone good, I can't stop eating them.
Well, you know, that's no reason to be mad, Sug. In fact, you should be glad. Planter's peanuts are good for you. They contain as much protein as is found in a good serving of beefsteak. Furthermore, everyone knows that that picture of Mr. Peanut on the bag means that those peanuts inside are the best eaten peanuts in all the world. Planter's peanuts are always crisp and crunchy because they're roasted and toasted and salted by a special process. And they're always fresh because they sell so fast. They never have a chance to get stale. So, for packing lunches or between-meal pickups, pick up a pack or a dozen bags or more of Planter's Salted Peanuts. That's Mr. Peanut's famous nickel lunch. Remember, wherever you are, Planter's is the word for good peanuts, for good peanut oil, and good peanut butter.
Thank you.
You hear there. Carl's one of them famous fire brothers, you know. And the tune was good old whispering. All I got to say about that is, if that was whispering, I'd like to hear a real loud holler.
Well, we'll try and arrange that for you one of these days, Shook.
You know that Carl makes a song sound so good, I may just cut loose and let him play my song when it gets published.
No.
Yeah, me and Irvin Berlin and old Hoagie Carmichael. Well, that's a great songwriting, fellas. Well, we like to give a youngster a break whenever we can.
Well, Shug, that's the kind of thing that distinguishes a great man from just a man.
Well, Lord, old friend of mine, old buddy, some of us is just born that way.
Say, by the way, Shug, what was the name of that song again?
It's called Sleepy Time Gal, Quit Your Day to Daydreaming. I'm coming home. Wake up, little darling.
Well, one thing about those short, snappy titles, they're easy to remember.
Yeah, that's the way I figured it.
Yeah. What does the publisher say about it, Chuck?
He says that song will be bigger than the Star Spangled, but the Star Spangled, he said it'll be... I ain't heard from him yet. That must be him now. Get out of my way, fella.
Now,
get out of my way.
Wait just a minute, Chug. Take it easy. Ken will answer the phone.
Oh, he might not know how to talk.
Hello?
Oh, damn, Bernie.
Yes, this is the Lucky You Ranch. No, he isn't here.
I am too here, too.
Shh.
Yes, I'll be glad to tell him if I see him, sure. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, damn, Bernie. You mean you couldn't see me right over there?
Oh, hush up, Shug. That was somebody down at the Crossroads store looking for Dink Swing.
Anybody ever make a law saying a publisher couldn't go in a store? It might have been... Let me get that. That must have been...
Shug, that's not our ring. That was one long and three short.
I ain't taking no chances. Give me room, fella.
Well, now, look, Shug, don't say anything. We don't want other people to think we're listening.
Why, you know I wouldn't eavesdrop to be that kind of a droop.
All right, Shug, now, it's not for us. Hang it up. Hang up the...
It's old lady Compton talking to Portia Fulton.
Get away from that, Shug.
Well, I'll be dead burnt. Old man Fulton got his suspenders caught in a corn sheller yesterday, and it chucked him right down to his underwear before he could get in. Oh, my golly. Oh, Lena Tabor had 11 babies last night.
Oh, good.
Baby kittens, that is, or cat had them. Great jumping jackrabbits. I know that is going to happen.
Knew what was going to happen, Chuck.
Shh, hush. I might miss something.
Yeah, but what happened?
That roan stallion of Jared Lightfoot's hauled off and bit him yesterday.
Where?
In the south part of the barn lot. Bled off.
Well, you better get off of there now.
Let's get away. Hey. Listen to this. Miss Compton sent away $5 for some kind of a newfangled bug killer.
Yeah.
It come in yesterday and was two blocks of wood. The letter says, place one bug on block A and strike with block B.
Shug, they're going to hear you now. Be
quiet. Oh, hush. They're just about to hang up. And goodbye to you, too, lady.
Shug, what did you do that for? Now they'll know we're listening.
Haven't you got any sense at all, Shug?
Oh, fit. Shucks, they'll never know it was me.
Hey, fellas, what's going on here?
Well, Shug acts like he's trying to have our phone taken out already.
I have not, and quit picking on me. You like it, you're listening. Well, Betty, do something. Get their minds off of me. Dank the jig, spin off, bulldog a steer. Do something.
I'm not much good at those things, Shug. Would you settle for a song?
I sure would. That'll stop them. Go ahead and sing one, Betty.
Okay, now just calm down, and I'll let you sample a great big batch of candy kisses. Candy kisses wrapped in paper, mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses wrapped in paper, you'd rather have them any old time. You don't mean it when you those sweet love words in my ear. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, sadness, only tears. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do to
music and candy kisses. Brother, that's the answer to how sweet can you get.
Well, thank you, Shug.
Oh, go write another song, Shug. It's time to get serious.
I hope that means we're going to hear today's gold deed letter.
Well, you're right, Betty. Lloyd and I are talking about it riding into the ranch, and this one's about a real man. Will you read it, Lloyd?
I've got it right here, Ken, and here's what it says. Dear sons of the pioneers, I know a country doctor I think deserves the best. He's an old doctor now. He's practiced for over 42 years. In all these years, he has never charged ministers, their families, or widows, or orphans, and he's served lots of them. He never let money stand in the way. If someone called him, he always went out. One night, he was called several miles out in the country to a sick child. It was during a terrible blizzard, too bad for a horse and buggy, so in spite of his age, he saddled up and rode his horse. Many times he has done just that. Many times they never had money to pay him, but that never stopped him. Sometimes he'd take butter and eggs and meat and other things like that in on the bill. Everyone loved him, adults and children alike. I think this doctor truly deserves an acre of your ranch, don't you? This doctor's name is Dr. I.B. Hale, Galt, California. Letter signed, sincerely yours, Mrs. Leela Robbins, 975 Sonoma Avenue, North Sacramento, California.
Well, it certainly isn't news to any of us out here on the ranch that those country doctors are all fine men. Just the same, it's wonderful to hear about somebody like Dr. Hale. We'd like to send the doctor a Lucky You song salute. It's a beautiful cowboy hymn that was written by Stan Jones, the writer of Ghost Riders in the Sky, and this one is called Resurrected.
High on the hill, here I
One of our latest record releases for RCA Victor. It's on the back of our record of the Lord's Prayer. You know, every day, fellows from the service drift by and sit on the Lucky You fence, and we'd like to have you folks meet all of them. Lloyd, are you all set down there to talk to the boys?
I sure am, Ken. The first fellow here is a sergeant in the Air Corps. What's your name, Sergeant?
Leslie Erwinson.
Oh, where are you from, Leslie?
Benford, North Dakota.
Benford, North Dakota. Thank you very much for coming down. I got to kind of hurry along. We got quite a bunch of the boys. What's your name, sir?
Harlan Scoppers.
Harlan Scoppers from the Army. Where's your home, Harlan?
Preston, Minnesota.
Preston, Minnesota. Nice to have you down. Here's another fellow also from the Army, a PFC. What's your name?
Alan Narvinson.
Alan Narvinson. Where are you from, Alan?
Grand Meadow, Minnesota.
Oh, well, it's nice to have you down. Two Minnesota boys right in a row here. Here's a fellow from Canada, by golly. Nice of you to drop down. What's your name?
Edward Bradford.
Edward Bradford. And yes. What part of Canada, Edward?
Ontario. Preston, Ontario.
Preston, Ontario. Well, it's nice of you to come down. We hope you have a good time down
here. Oh, I am.
Fine. Wonderful. Another fellow also from Canada. What's your name?
Bob Fisher.
Bob Fisher. What part of Canada for you?
Toronto, Ontario.
Toronto, Ontario. Well, we sure hope... Are you having a good time down here?
Sure am.
Attaboy. Hope you have a time as big as my foot, and that's a pretty good size, believe me. Here's a sergeant from the Army. I see also that he has a chorea and a Purple Heart and also two battle stars. What's your name, Sergeant?
Ernie Caballero.
Ernie Caballero. Ernie, I think we've seen you before, haven't we, down here? Nice of you to come back and see us, and we hope that some other folks will be listening in. Where were you from, by the way, Ernie?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. Thanks again for coming down. Here's a fellow over here from the Marine Corps, PFC in the Marine Corps. What's your name?
Leland Tompkins.
Leland Tompkins. Well, Leland, I think we've seen you before, too, haven't we?
Yes.
Nice of you to drop back. And where was your home again?
Adels, Oregon.
Adels, Oregon. Thanks for coming down. We hope you fellas enjoy yourselves while you're down here. Thanks an awful lot to all of our servicemen.
Well, thank you, Lloyd and fellas. And now, if I may, I'd like to sing a song especially for you fellas and for some fine friends of ours up in Gresham, Oregon. It's Too Young.
Try to tell us we're too young, too young to really be in love. They say that love's a word. A word we've only heard, but can't begin to know the meaning of. And yet we're not too young to know. This love will last, though years may go, and then someday they may recall we were not too young. And yet we're not too young to know this love will last, though years may go. And then someday they may recall we were not too young.
Why, sure, Betty. What's on your mind?
Well, you always sort of run things when somebody needs help.
We all like to help folks out, Betty. Who's in trouble?
Well, you know the Simpkins family down by the bend of the river.
Well, sure. Old Hod Simpkins and his wife and all those kids.
Well, did you hear about the rain that flooded them out completely last week?
No, I hadn't heard that. What can we do for them?
Well, the only thing that's left standing on their place is the barn, and I thought we might have a barn dance down there Saturday night and try to raise some money for them. That is, if you boys will provide the music.
Why, sure we will. And say, instead of collecting money, why not charge admission and blankets and lumber and things like that that they can use? And we've got plenty of stuff here on the ranch we can take over.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Carl. I know the Simpkins will appreciate that more than anything.
Say, you know something else? Shug's a doggone crazy about that new phone. We'll put him right on it and have him tell everybody about it.
Oh, good. And for a barn dance, you should have some really traditional old Western music.
Say, you know, we've got just that.
Way down in the meadow, where the lily first blows, where the wind from the mountains ne'er ruffles the rose, lives fond Evelina, my sweet little dove, the pride of the valley, the girl that I love. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for you will never, never die. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for you will never, never die. The years have gone by, and I've not saved a dollar. Evelina still lives in the green grassy holler. And though I am fated to marry her never, I'm sure I will love her forever and ever. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for you will never, never die. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for you will never, never die.
I meant.
Well,
lovely.
Now, whoop, wait just a minute, Betty. We thank you a lot, but don't go away. I know that you always want to hear Hugh Farr's thought for the day.
Well, I sure do. Have you got it, Hugh?
Well, I'm all set, Betty, and today's thought was sent in to us by Mrs. Stanley Deardorff from up in Ephrata, Washington. And when I read this, it made me think that we hear somebody's always trying to get across a message. And then communists, you know, they spend half of their time trying to work messages into moving pictures and plays and books and things like that. Well, this is the kind of a message I wish we could send to the whole wide world. And it's called The Rule. And this is how it goes. Do all the good you can by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can.
Well, happy today.
Well, for you, it would do the world a lot of good to take a message like that and use it every day.
Say, Ken, it looks like time's getting just a little bit short. Do you think we could get in another tune to send us back to work?
Yes, sir, and it's just about the right time of day for the Chuck Wagon Blues.
Good.
Left my home in Tennessee back in 59.
Giddy up, roll.
of a dime.
Giddy-up, giddy-up, roll along, Chuck Wagon. I got the blues, Chuck Wagon blues. Threw away my boots, started wearing shoes. Turned my old paint pony out to grace. I'm getting too old to ride these days. I'll stay by the rail, got nothing to lose. I've got the blues, Chuck Wagon blues.
Worked in every western state, a top hand with the best.
Giddy-up, giddy-up, roll along, Chuck Wagon.
Fought with the white men and Indians too, in the winning of the West.
Giddy-up, giddy-up, roll along, Chuck Wagon. I've got the blues, Chuck Wagon blues. My boots started wearing shoes. Turned my old paint pony out to graze. I'm getting too old to ride these days. I'll stay by the rain, got nothing to lose. I've got the blues, Chuck Wagon blues.
Well, sir, just about the end of the trail for today's Lucky You get-together, folks. Sure hope you'll be back tomorrow. For all the gang, this is George Putnam saying, so long for now. This program came to you from the Lucky You. Until tomorrow, be lucky, you. America's Gold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.